Hello and welcome to the Relationship Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Mikkel, and today we're talking about relationship problems. One of the top questions people love to ask me, is this actually anxiety or is this a relationship problem? Like, what if there actually is something wrong here in my relationship? And I want us to dive into that today, because chances are this is something that has crossed your mind and you have wondered at some points. And the answer I always give, first of all, is there probably is something wrong in your relationship. And not just you, all of us. Before we hit the panic button and think we need to run away, all of us have things wrong in our relationship. All of us have relationship problems. What? Like, of course, there are things that don't work quite right in our relationship. Of course, there are problems. And I was talking with a client this week, and this gal was just saying how she's like, I just got this impression that you and all these other people that talk about relationship anxiety, you just have these like amazing relationships with awesome partners, and it's just anxiety that you had to work through. But like my relationship, like, I mean, I think there is anxiety, but like he definitely has some stuff, and like our relationship definitely has some problems too. I mean, I think, and I just kind of was like, no, of course my relationship has problems. Everyone's does. We are human beings with insecurities and weaknesses and struggles interacting with and building a life with another person who also has insecurities and weaknesses and struggles. And the relationships bring that out. So I think that we're kind of asking ourselves the wrong question a lot of times. And like, I think maybe it's when people ask this, they've kind of fallen under this idea. And maybe I've given that false impression that there is these perfect relationships out there that are really, really good. And just anxiety is the only problem. But that simply is just not the case. Our relationships are so much more complex and multifaceted than that. And we can't simply boil it down to one or the other, because the reality is every relationship has struggles and has problems and dynamics that don't work perfectly. And I think when we hyper-focus on this question, a lot of times what we are asking, like more subconsciously, is I need to figure out if my relationship is right or not, because that's what all the roads in our relationship anxiety tend to lead back to. So when we obsess over, is it right? Well, let me figure out if it's actually anxiety or not. Let me figure out if there's actual problems. Let me discern between those two. And if I figure out it's anxiety, then I'm going to stay and work on it. And if I figure out it's relationship problems, then there's my answer. It's wrong and I need to leave. So this question is actually a lot of times a sneaky kind of backdoor way that our anxiety gets in to try to analyze and figure out if the relationship is right. It's like, okay, well, let me dissect the problems from anxiety and then I will know if it's right or not. That's really a lot of times what's going on with this question. So often I don't think it's really useful to try to dissect the difference between the two. Because the reality is, like, we as humans have problems in general. And then some of them maybe are relationship problems, some of them maybe are anxiety problems, some of them are a mix of both. Sometimes we have a problem in our relationship that then we start getting anxious about. And sometimes we have anxiety and then that creates problems in our relationship. And then sometimes it's just a whole mess of both. And so, again, I think separating one from the other is not always the most helpful thing to do. Because when we're obsessing over, is it the relationship, is it anxiety, and we're trying to figure that out, it doesn't actually really get us anywhere productive. All it does is create more confusion, more frustration, and more spinning in our heads. It doesn't lead us anywhere that's actually serving us long term. And so the good news is, and how I think about it, is anxiety or a struggle in your relationship, the dynamic with communication, whatever it is, all of that comes back to our brain, our thinking, our emotions. That's what's at play. That's what creates problems within anxiety and problems within a relationship. Now, anxiety obviously is our internal thing, whereas relationship, we have our own thoughts and emotions, and then we have whatever the other person's thinking and feeling, and our thoughts and emotions playing off of theirs and fueling each other. But in the end, a struggle in the relationship or a struggle with anxiety, that's really what it is all about, is our thoughts and our feelings. And do we know how to navigate those? Because the way we navigate anxiety is actually many times very similar to the strategies and tools that we can use to navigate problems in a relationship. Because that's really what we have to recognize, is how, rather than like, is this a problem? Is it my relationship? Is how do I navigate problems? Every relationship has problems. Now, that isn't to say that you have to stay in this particular relationship and work through these particular problems. But I think we get in this very black and white mindset where we think, okay, well, if it's just problems, I need to leave, and then there'll be some relationship out there with no problems or no anxiety. And the reality is, because those are both happening in our mind, in our bodies, our thoughts and emotions, that we carry our anxiety and our problems with us into every different relationship that we have. And it's up to us to kind of discern where we want to grow and what work will give us the best growth. Working on this anxiety, working on these problems in our relationship, will that help us grow and develop more into the person that we want to be? Rather than what's the path of least resistance and the path that has no problems, that, by the way, doesn't exist. So knowing that, knowing, okay, our problems, whatever we're dealing with, anxiety or relationship, it's ultimately boiling down to what we're thinking, what we're feeling. That's where our problems are being created and happening, and within ourselves and within our partner, and then the way all of that comes together. It then becomes, how do I work with both? So, like, let's say, for example, again, I don't think we can dissect problems from anxiety this clearly, but we're going to do it just for illustration. Let's say you and your partner both have some different ideas about how much time should be spent with family. And your expectation of it is quite a bit higher than his. And so this happens every time, you know, like on the weekends or once a month or whenever there's a family event, you know, you have an idea of how long you want to be there, how much time you want to spend traveling to your parents' house. And he has a different idea of it. And you guys kind of go back and forth and then eventually maybe come to a solution, a compromise, and how you're going to handle it. And this comes up, this is just like a consistent problem for you guys. And this is a thing Gottman Institute has actually identified. If there's perpetual problems, which means problems that just are ongoing in a relationship. And every relationship has them. There's just certain little dynamics and things that like two different people don't 100% align on. We all have them. So like, let's say that is the perpetual problem that's happening in your relationship. We have that whole dynamic where we're disagreeing, we're arguing, we're having a hard time figuring out how much time to spend with family. We then layer on anxiety, and it then becomes, during that whole conversation, as we're talking about our family and how much time to spend, we're like, oh, well, if he was the right guy, he'd want to be with my parents all the time. And why don't we want the same things? And this must mean something's really, really wrong. And I just don't know if I actually love him, or he must not love me because he's not spending enough time with me and my parents. And so all this like chatter is happening. So you have the conversation happening with him about the actual problem at hand. And then you have the whole conversation happening in your head about the anxiety, right? And trying to solve the relationship. And all it does is it makes it feel more cluttered, more messy, and more likely to explode. And it becomes bigger than the thing at hand. And now it becomes, oh my gosh, I just don't even know if I can do it. And the whole relationship, yada, yada. And then maybe even after the disagreement and after you guys have come to a conclusion, you might still continue for a week, 2 weeks, be like ruminating on and thinking about that conversation. And then you might be leading up to the next family thing, be anticipating it and worrying and overthinking and trying to prepare for it and questioning. So if you notice the difference here a little bit, where we have one where here's the disagreement, here's the struggle, we're going back and forth, we're arguing, and then the latter, where there's a lot of brain noise, there's a lot of obsessing in our head during the conversation and after, and it becomes much bigger than the relationship. And this is what anxiety does, because when we're struggling and we have a dynamic that maybe is a problematic or not totally aligning, we can focus on that. We can work with that. We can understand it. We can use it as a way to actually come together. But when we lay anxiety on top of it, it then becomes this very big thing. And it becomes very hard when we dramatize and we make something really big and like, oh my gosh, our future is going to be horrible together. And what if we get divorced? When we start spinning and being in that land, all of a sudden you are disconnected from what's happening right here and right now. You're not actually seeing the problem at hand. You're seeing this very dramatized, imaginative version of the problem in 10 years from now. And maybe even your anxiety is bringing in other aspects and other things and just using it to create this overall whole story of why the relationship's wrong. It just becomes so much bigger versus focusing on the thing at hand, solving whatever the struggle is, working through whatever's coming up. So when we then start obsessing about, well, okay, is this an actually major problem in the relationship? We have different ideas on families and I don't know. And all it does is it adds to that clutter and that noise of the anxiety. And it just doesn't serve us. So what becomes more powerful to do is learning how to work with that questioning, that panicked kind of feeling that comes up with that conversation, that anticipation of the future. It's learning how to quiet that voice rather than get more consumed in it. It's learning how to become more present with what is actually happening. And then we learn how to powerfully use our energy and our brain to deal with and address what is in front of us. Not the hypotheticals, not the worrying, like the actual thing that's happening. And from an energy of how we want to show up. So one thing I often see with my clients is as they start learning how to quiet that voice, how to calm fear, how to get more present, a few different things happen. Is one, that many of the things that they were very convinced were problems and really bad things in the relationship start to fade away. When it comes up or it gets triggered, they're able to see it with a little more clear eyes. And it sometimes is not even a big deal at all. Sometimes once the anxiety softens, then all of a sudden that dynamic or that thing that their partner does, they see it and they're like, oh, whatever. And it totally disappears for them. They hardly notice it and are able to move on. So that can happen sometimes. Often I think with anxiety, our sense of how many problems are happening in the relationship like increases by tenfold. And as we learn how to work with anxiety, all of a sudden we aren't seeing so many issues anymore. But then obviously we are still left with problems and things that we struggle with in the relationship. That is still there. Anxiety has just been amplifying it, making it bigger and louder. And so some of the problems fade. Some of the things all of a sudden aren't even a thing anymore. We realize like, oh wait, that really doesn't matter. That my husband doesn't like the same sport as everyone else in my family. Yes, that was a thing I obsessed over and I thought was a big problem. Worked through anxiety and that just didn't even matter anymore. Then, of course, there are things that are still struggles, right? And so as we clear up the anxiety, it then becomes not nearly as dramatic for us. It's not this huge thing anymore. It still maybe might bother us, but now because we don't work on our anxiety, we know how to manage emotions a little more. So emotions aren't as high or as intense when it arises. And we are then very present with that problem at hand. We're seeing what's the thing right in front of me. And we're not solving for those hypothetical problems. And we then begin to show up in a way that is powerful. We show up from a way of, okay, how do we start finding solutions? How do we work through this? We show up from an energy of love and compassion for our partner and whatever's going on for them. So much of it, the same things that we use to work on and heal anxiety, those mindset and emotional tools we then use and put to work within the dynamics of your relationship. And in a lot of ways, I think we can actually become very powerful in the way we manage these problems when you've dealt with relationship anxiety, because you come to know yourself and master emotions and thoughts in a way that many people don't. And I think relationship anxiety almost can be this like calculus level class in relationships where maybe a lot of people starting out without the anxiety, they're dealing with, you know, algebra 101. Because we have faced so much within ourselves as we heal and sort through that, and our partner's weaknesses come up, the relationship dynamic weaknesses come up, becomes that much more natural to work with and solve. All right. Thanks so much for showing up today, you guys. I love you all. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye.